Welcome back to Hot Factor 91.3 Nigeria Info, here in Budhaka, Dam Dial. 9 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Discussions continue at this time. Have you ever visited a place either to go avail yourself some product or service? You go there to transact some kind of business, and you get there, and very likely, or very quite often, they have a business premises that's fenced and has a gate, and even have security personnel at the gate who ushered you in, who opened up the gates for you, ushered you in, very likely even determined the exact spot where you're supposed to park. They directed you to where to park a vehicle. However, on alighting from your vehicle, or possibly even before alighting, you find a conspicuous notice sometimes on the wall of the building or sometimes on some notice board saying cars are parked at owner's risk. Have you ever seen that before? Cars are parked at owner's risk. What do you make of that? What do you make of that situation of the signpost, cars are parked at owner's risk? I'm sure you have some thoughts on it. I'd like to get yours. But someone else also has a thought on it, and that made it onto our news earlier today. A former Assistant Commissioner of Police, Mike Chukuma, says individuals can sue public establishments where they park their vehicles to access goods and services if their car is stolen or broken into. In an interview, he told our correspondent it's wrong practice for organizations to offer services to the public to put up a caveat that cars are parked at the owner's risk.
Signs are saying cars parked at owner's risk. They are not liable for these cars being taken away. It's unfortunate to say, but that is the truth. It's supposed to not be that way. But when it is, you cannot sue them because they already have given you the sign. The question is, who takes responsibility? Who is accountable? When you park your vehicle, you receive security, certificate for you to park, and tell you where to park. You expect that if they come out and such vehicle or property is not there, the bank should be sued. And let the law look at it from that angle. Such institutions should be sued for negligence.
Over the past months, Nigeria Info has received reports of Rivers residents whose cars are either stolen or broken into. A victim of such robbery told our correspondent the incident affected his plans to go be with his family during the festive season.
My laptop bag was in that car. I stepped out to get some stuff. Only for me to return, my car has already been burgled. The laptop bag containing passports and some other document was stolen. I reported the company to the GRA police station. I've not heard anything yet. I trust that they will do something about it. I needed to be with my family this December. Now, no means of traveling. My passports are the main document. 3 passports are in that bag.
So what do you make of this situation? Any thoughts? Anyone? Let's hear it. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, 0817-93-0007. What's up on 0809-0306416? Should cars really be parked at the owner's risk? I'm not talking parking your vehicle on the side of a road or off the road someplace. I'm talking parking your vehicle right within the business premises of a business concern that you've gone to transact some business with. Once again, as the Assistant Commissioner of Police mentioned just a while ago, you heard him from the news item, Mike Chukuma. In many of these instances, you have security personnel or whatever official, whatever the designation is, but attached to these business establishments, open up the gates to you or for you, or direct you onto the business premises, even going as far as directing to you where exactly to park your vehicle, and then you find a notice informing you that your car is parked at your risk, suggesting that if anything were to happen to your vehicle whilst you were conducting business on the premises, if anything were to happen to your vehicle while your vehicle was parked on the premises, whether it's broken into or even outrightly stolen, the business bears absolutely no responsibility at all. Any thoughts? Once again, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. The numbers to call, WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. We're also live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Speaking of Facebook, let's see, I've got a padrino here on Facebook. Oh, pardon me. Padrino goes, it baffles me that right inside the company, an establishment premises, you see cars parked at owner's risk. Well, Padrino, you're simply repeating my words. Why does it baffle you? But you know, that's what I'd like to know. So it's good to know it baffles you, but beyond the bafflement, if you will, that you feel, what else do you make of the situation? And why are you baffled by it, Padrino? If you can elaborate on situation. I do have a commercial break coming up in a moment. Headlines at 5:30. Before then, your thoughts on this matter. Welcome at this time. Have you had any personal experience with that, by the way, as well? Let's hear it. Hello, 913, you're welcome. Once again, call 0817-930-0002, 0817-930-0007, 0817-930-0007, WhatsApp on 0809-0306-4164. Your thoughts? Are cars or should cars be parked at the owner's risk, even if this car is parked on a business premises where you've gone to conduct some business? Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, Dayo.
Hello, go ahead.
I'm Patience, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go on, Patience.
From your headline, parking at owner's risk.
Yes.
You see, the former assistant commissioner of police is very right, because you can't make a business or do business and then you provide parking lots for people and still keeping a car parked at owner's risk. It doesn't make sense. So what I wish the government should do about it is this. Let there be a law. Let there be a law that whoever that is doing business in the society, providing a place for people to park their cars, will make sure that their things are safe and secured. Because honestly, it looks like these individuals, maybe they are the ones doing all these things. You might not be aware, but that might be the truth. Because you can't tell me that I come to your place to do business and I lost my car or lost my things get missing in your compound or in your environment and you say you have no say about it. No.
When you say these individuals might be the ones responsible, what individuals are you referring to?
The ones that has the business outfit.
Oh.
Yes,
okay.
Because yes, I have seen a place. I went to a place. Well, I think that was, I went to buy a car tire, you know. When I got to the environment, as I passed the gate, the next thing I've seen at the wall is car parked at owner's risk, you know. I was somehow surprised. It's not supposed to be like that. You have a gate man at the gate, and there you are telling me I parked my car at owner's risk. It doesn't make sense. So let Nigeria or the government establish a law to that effect. It is not right. If I park my car off the road, that one is different. I park it at my own risk. But if I do that in a compound that is secured, you don't tell me I park it at owner's risk. If you have something to tell me more about it.
So did you patronize that tire dealership that day?
Myself? No. I had to go because I was afraid. If you're telling me that I'm parking at owner's risk, I had to go. I went to look for another place by the roadside. I just get it and go.
All right, that's interesting. Good to hear from you, Patience.
Thank you.
Really interesting, especially the part she said. Who knows? Maybe the business owners, or at least some officials of this business, are the ones might even collude to break into the vehicle. I mean, after all, your car is parked at your own risk. Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, sorry, bro, once more.
No, please do not call in once more. I'd rather hear from somebody I haven't heard from today. Tony Brown, good to hear from you, but once again, I'd rather hear from someone who hasn't called in today. 0817-93-0002 on 0003 on 0007. We are live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Okay, WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Hello, hard fact, welcome. Hello.
Good evening, Dion.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, that lady just spoke my mind. I am doing a business. and then somebody wants to patronize me. And I went as far as writing car park at owners. Doesn't make any sense. There's no common sense there. So I'm advising anybody, anywhere you go, and unless you don't want to patronize the person, you want to patronize the person, you park your car, and you see that type of something, get away from that place. Most of people, they do it. I went somewhere, it got up to 3 or 4 weeks now. I mean, a month now. When I saw that, I called the security man. I said, my friend, tell your director that this thing wrote here, he wants to pursue his customers. I left. There's no common sense there. Why would you do like that?
What kind of
thing? Are you in a hotel? You go to the hotel, you park your car. What? And you see that kind of thing, you want to put there. And then you want to risk your life.
What kind of business was that?
I'm in business. I'm in the hotel business.
Oh, okay.
I can't do that kind of thing in my own place. I can't do it. It doesn't make any sense.
So are you saying that an actual hotel where a person is likely to park their car overnight?
Hold on.
I get that. But what I'm asking is, in your experience, an actual hotel where people are likely to park their vehicle overnight is informing their guests that their cars are parked at their own risk.
Yes, everybody has that. What I'm saying.
Wow.
If you see that kind of a hotel, you come out late.
So do they expect their guests to come out at night to patrol the premises to watch over their vehicles?
That is what I'm listening. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. You got a place you want to lodge. You see that kind of signboard. You're supposed to, look around before you park your car. And you see that kind of situation, you leave. Water is calling for a moment.
All right. It's 20 gone past. I do have, don't have any comment at the moment. Of Iowa, it's interesting to know that in our country, a lot of things are done without recourse to the deep legal implications. You heard what the lady said earlier about how and what ought to be done when serious crimes are committed, yet they are taken to DPP for advice. Imagine when a guest visits you and loses his item and you bear no responsibility, really. Oh, well. And via Facebook, Peter Koforola goes, to me, the owner should have security alerts in their car because this is Nigeria. Okay, all right. Also via WhatsApp, good evening, Dad. It's very funny. I must say, how can an establishment provide a parking space for their customers at the same time notify them that the car is parked at their risk while the security is there? What is the duty of the security? It doesn't make sense at all. A commercial break now. His cautions continue afterwards. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. 27 minutes ago before 6 p.m. Mr. Hard Fact to Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm dire. Discussions continue. Thanks for staying tuned. Compliment to the season once again. And we're discussing what is a somewhat quite common phenomenon in our society. You visit a business place where you've gone to transact some business, either to make a purchase, get some product or some service, and you find some notice indicating, especially if you're driving or other customers or clients, and their cars are parked at their own risk. You find signs that go thus, cars parked at owner's risk. What do you make of that situation, really? Should cars in such places be parked at the owner's risk, on the business premises, where it's a fence, where the gate, where security personnel, or other officials or officers of the organization, whatever the designation, dedicated to manning the gate, opening up the gate, directing you as to where to park, insisting you park at such places, and this notice is suggesting that if anything were to happen to the content in your vehicle, say your vehicle were broken into, or the entire vehicle goes missing, their business establishment bears absolutely no liability at all. What's your take on this? Call the number 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003 or 0007. I suppose we're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Now, earlier, I stated as well that former Assistant Commissioner of Police Mike Chukuma has a position on this matter. He expressed that to our correspondent earlier on. I'd like to play back his comments or thoughts on this development.
Science has said cars parked at owner's risk. They are not liable for these cars being taken away. It's unfortunate to say, but that is the truth. It's supposed to not be that way. But when it is, you cannot sue them because they already have given you the sign. The question is, who takes responsibility? Who is accountable? When you park your vehicle, you receive security, certificate for you to park, and tell you where to park. You expect that if you come out and such vehicle or property is not there, the bank should be sued. And let the law look at it from that angle. Such institutions should be sued for negligence.
All right, there you have it. Your thoughts via Facebook. Jeff Daniels goes, I went to one of the establishments to get some groceries. The security guy ushered me in and directed where I parked my vehicle. When I came out to leave, the guy said, senior man, find me something. I said, I can find you something because my car was parked at my own risk. Although I have a soft spot for security personnel, I still give him something though. But I let him understand the implications of that notice. Let's get your take. Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome.
Hello, Daya.
Hi there. Go on.
Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. I'm Abel.
Go on, Abel.
For me, I don't know what is the position of the law in regard to this, but I would like also to apply for my sense in this situation. When clients go to this situation to personalize them, do they pay for extra money, you know, to watch car? Understand, because if that is not so, then I don't think it is too.
Hello?
So, I mean, the security personnel there to be watching about their cars. Because I don't think they take notice, or they used to take notice of those who used to come to personalize them. To be watching about their cars.
So I have a question for you, Abel. I have
a car owner and then go away with the car.
So Abel, I have a question for you. Abel, can you hear me, Abel?
You know, making that the
Abel, I'm sure you can hear me. I have a question for you.
You know, the same.
All right, he's not listening. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome. 913, hello.
Hello, good evening,
Daniel. Hi, go on.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think I would do a little bit of the line the last caller was trying to throw. The question I would love to ask you,
yeah.
Is there any law prohibiting these business friends from placing that target? Any such?
I doubt that there is any such law banning them from doing that. However, I have a question as well for you. If you're not concerned as to the safety of those vehicles, why do you provide parking for the vehicles?
Good. Now, you know, as a business advocate,
yes,
there is little or no, okay, let me put it this way. It is almost practically impossible, specifically for the banking sector, to be able to monitor each and every customer the way they come in and go in. We know the thousands of customers that patronize this bank.
No. You're not answering my question. My question is, if you are not concerned for the safety of those vehicles, why did you provide parking for them?
Yes, I'm concerned. My concern there is for them to probably park well so that whoever that is actually coming in or going out will have a space to go out. That's my primary concern.
I don't understand what you just... What do you mean by park well?
By the time you are properly parked,
yes,
the next person coming in will have a space to either make access to the
So if I'm properly parked, and I come out after I'm done in the banking hall and my car is no longer there. What was the essence of me being properly parked?
Dayo, how am I supposed to know if...
No, hold on. We'll come back to that. We'll come to that in a moment. We'll come to how you're supposed to know in a moment. My question is, if I'm properly parked, as you say, that is the only essence of providing the parking space to ensure I'm properly parked. So if I'm properly parked and I go into the banking hall, for example, and I return after my transaction and my car is no longer there, what was the essence of my being properly parked?
I've given you the reason for the essence of being properly parked.
What is the essence?
I've answered that, Nadia. I said to allow the oncoming vehicle or the outgoing vehicle to see a space to actually access the road and actually go out.
And sometimes when these cars go missing, it can also help others to come in as well.
I'm not trying to, but it's a fact.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can a car go missing in that circumstance? Is it possible?
Yes, it does.
Exactly. So why is it I'm trying to? So what am I trying to do? That means that when a car goes missing, that will also help other people who are coming to properly park as well.
If I should debate a little bit, what you are trying to say is, if I go to cut my hair in a barber salon, you know that these days we usually have such there too.
We have
if
what?
I go to cut my hair and I see a phone charging spot and I plug my phone, you are expecting the barber to also monitor your phone. Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's a different thing entirely.
No, it's not. It's similar.
It's a different thing because within the barber shop. Now, if your phone goes missing, number one, very likely people would ask, can I charge my phone? And very likely somebody would oblige and say you can go ahead and charge your phone. If your phone goes missing, you have a right to report to the police or even raise hell in quotes if you want and ask that your phone be... Hold on. And ask that your phone be searched for. But there is nobody. Nobody has taken responsibility for your phone. There is no security personnel there designated to watch phones.
These other security men are not also designated to watch after the car, Dayo.
What are they?
They are there.
Yes.
They're not designated to watch your car, my dear. I'm so sorry to say that. The only thing, see, can you allow me to make my own point?
No, go ahead. I never stopped you from making your point. Go ahead.
Okay. My point is this. The security guard there, their primary job, which I've tried to explain, even though I know maybe some other person can throw a much better light. Their job is to make sure you are properly parked and assess the road for you to go in and out. The simple reason is this. If you come in with a suit and, for instance, you go in and perhaps you feel hot and while coming out, you off your suit and now you're in a jacket, is it my duty to take note of the clothes you wore in and actually come out then to know that this particular car you're actually getting access to, it's not your own?
Okay, one of the arguments you put up earlier on was for certain businesses the number of clients who come in is quite large. For example, banks.
Yes, it's quite large.
And you have a large turnover of people coming in and going out, So now, are there places? Are there some businesses where you have this large turnout as well, or turnover of clients coming in and going out, and have still, in spite of the large turnover of clients coming in and going out, they have still devised a means of ensuring the safety of cars parked on their premises? Are there such businesses?
Yes, there are.
Okay, how come those ones are able to do it? Because your argument a while ago is many people are coming, and because many people are coming, they can't keep track. So how are those other ones able to keep track, even though many people are coming and going?
I think I should be. I will also say something that particular aspect you are trying to paint now, the company should be left to worry, because it's actually an anti-PR work, an anti-PR caveat. So, for instance, if you don't feel comfortable with that caveat and you don't feel okay with it, you can also not patronize me.
No, hold on. One of your arguments, in fact, a major argument you put up earlier on, is that the large volume of clients coming in and going makes it near impossible, if not impossible, to watch over and ensure the safety of these vehicles. That was your argument. Now, I asked you, if there are business centers where you have a very high turnover of clients coming and going out, and yet they still are able to ensure the safety of vehicles parked in their premises. And you said yes, and I'm asking you how they are able to do it.
Please name one.
You don't. You just said yes a while ago. All of a sudden, you don't know anyone.
What are you talking about? The high
wait. Why are you asking me to give you one? Here. You don't know anyone. All of a sudden.
We are looking at the degree of the turnover here. When you say high turnover, what's the degree?
Whatever classifies as high turnover for you, are there any such places that ensure the safety of vehicles parked on their premises?
For the purpose of this discussion, I will say no.
Okay. All right. Good to hear from you, but I must move on. Oh, 9203, hello.
Hello, Dara, good evening.
Yeah, you're welcome, go on.
Yes, I think, if I'm very correct, this case was already decided long ago. And it is proving that if you park your car without letting them know, probably giving them your key, you're parking it at your own risk. If there is already a caveat on it, it's just like when you see a property, say, caveat them to buy it at your own risk. You went ahead and bought. You cannot hold anybody responsible.
Okay, those places that are able to ensure the safety of cars parked on their premises, are they able to do so because the car keys were handed over to them?
If you hand over your car key to them, and something
happens, my question is, those places, those business centers, whatever the nature of business is, that are able to ensure the safety of vehicles parked on their premises, are they able to do so because the car keys were handed over to them?
They are only trying to show concern and being a good business.
No. Whatever their motivation is not the subject of my comment or question to you. I'm asking, are they able to ensure the safety of those vehicles because the car keys were handed over to them? That's my question.
Dayo, what brought this conversation is, why are they saying
in other words, there are places where the safety of vehicles are guaranteed and the owner of the vehicles did not hand over the car keys to them?
Dayo, that is, I told you earlier that they only show you extra concern. But if paraventure or anything happens to that car, you can't hold them liable. I think that case has been decided. Just make a Google search. It's not, there's nothing, no distinct about it. It has been long decided.
No, I'm simply responding.
It's not your premises.
I'm simply responding.
Somewhere for you because of their business premises. So it's just a concern they're showing.
No, whatever the motivation, even if they became, they're doing it because they are born again, that's not the point here. The point is, there is a way to ensure that cars of people who are parked in your business premises are safe without collecting the keys of the owners. It can be done. That's what I'm saying. What about the motivation? Whether it's because you are born again or because you now is a pastor or what?
Because they want the place to be orderly, not because they are taking responsibility.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you cannot have the place being orderly without being responsible for the cars?
If they don't order you to park well, their business place will not be ordered. People will come and park car.
There are places who order, who take effort to ensure cars are parked in an orderly fashion, but still have that notice there that cars are parked at your owner's risk. So what's the point here? I don't get the point
here. That's what we're saying now.
No, you and I are definitely not saying the same thing.
You cannot hold them liable for your car. The law has stated it. I've told you to do a Google search now.
Okay, all right, great to hear from me. By the way, now I'd like to hear from a lawyer on this matter. I'd like to hear from a lawyer. Please, if you're not a lawyer, do not call in right now. If you're not a lawyer, I will not entertain your call. So do call 0817-93-0002. 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. Lawyers exclusively right now, please. I'd like to get a legal perspective on this, if you will. All right, so 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. While I wait for a lawyer to call in, I'll take a few comments via WhatsApp and Facebook, I suppose. Okay, let's see if a lawyer is on the line. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello there, good evening.
Hi, are you a lawyer?
I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just...
All right, great to hear from you. Exclusively, and I did mean it, just lawyers, please. Strictly lawyers. All right, as long as the business owner is the one who provided that space for parking, what's supposed to be written there is a car park is in safe hands, not the other way around. I know the owners or operators, business premises, actually know they are responsible, but they are giving us advance notice that were anything to occur, the insurance firm most likely isn't going to reimburse us for the loss or damage. Think about it. Right here with us in Nigeria, even in Nigeria Info's business news, we hear reports of insurance settlements of companies from all the way in the UK or US. In the same news, we hardly hear about insurance companies ever servicing the loss or damage, especially with our annual fire season in Nigeria. Absence of such reports might be implying insurers either hardly settle or Nigerians don't insure our premises or properties. That's from Tex. All right, I've got Apiti here from Rumokoro. Good evening. My aunt's laptop and its bag were stolen at a bank in Port Harcourt. Even after she insisted on going in with it, she was compelled to leave it in the locker outside. She did so, and when she was done and went back to the locker, the laptop was gone. She told the branch to pay. They thought she was joking. Not until the bank was served a court order, they then decided to settle out of court so the use of camera can ease all of this. A car lot should have, say, three cameras. Cameras can easily quell all of this. Thank you, Dayo. Hello, Hard Facts. You're welcome.
Yes, Dayo, good evening.
Hi, are you a lawyer?
Yes.
Fantastic, great. So, I'd like to get your legal perspective on this.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please, with your legal perspective.
Hello, Dario.
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, I am. I am.
Go ahead, please. Do you know that if you are in the banking hall or even on the queue and somehow armed robbers get into the banking hall and make away with your money, the bank isn't liable, meaning your cash is at your own risk even inside their banking hall? And Wachuku from Ajib said that. The truth, though, is that no business can take responsibility for policing every car parked at its parking lot. The park is provided to establish order by ensuring free flow of traffic and to deter, not prevent, crime. The caveat is born out of experience and to shield lot owners of vicarious responsibility. How many cars can the security guard protect? That's from William. Now, William, those establishments that are able to provide and ensure security of these cars, how do they do it? Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, Dario, good evening.
Hi, you're a lawyer?
No, that man I called before is not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer also.
Okay. All right. I don't know why you felt the need to call in to tell me that. I just want to hear from a lawyer, for crying out loud. If you leave my phone lines free, I'm sure a lawyer will be able to get through eventually. Still via WhatsApp. My question is, why would you put security operatives in your business premises and tell your customers that their car is parked at their own risk? Are security guys meant to secure the business properties only and not also customers' cars? I wonder why the large car park for customers' cars and yet no provision to secure their cars. To me, it's like building a beautiful house and not making plans to roof it. That's from Kachi. All right. Good evening, Dial. Everyone that has a car that they value so much that at least makes stealing it very difficult by locking the pedals at all times in higher risk areas. You cannot come and put the responsibility of protecting your 20 million naira car because you want to do a photocopy of 5 naira. Never. Yet I should have you responsible if you decide to turn the boot of your car to a bank vault. If your laptop is even stolen, how can I be sure that it was stolen within my business premises? Everyone should be responsible for their car and the contents therein. That's from Godwin. All right, let's see. Good day. By law, the period of customers within the space of the organization premises. Okay, let's take this call before I go there. Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, are you a lawyer?
Yes. So I was just calling because I'm worried as to why you're referring to banks as though they are public entities. A bank, typically, or most of the banks we have in Nigeria, are private entities, right?
Banks were in the course of this conversation.
Security,
banks were mentioned. Hotels were mentioned.
Customers' cars.
Hello, I'm not sure. If you were a lawyer, as you say you are, I wonder why that is your focus and your concern at this time.
So I'm concerned because there are different kinds of businesses.
Okay. Great to hear from you. But whether they happen in banks or not is not the focus of this conversation, lawyer. So good to hear from you. We're not arguing as to whether or not they happen in banks or elsewhere. In the course of this of the conversation today, we talked about hotels as well. It happens in hotels. We talked about someone talked about grocery stores as well. It happens there. It happens in several businesses. I wasn't the one focusing on banks. Callers who have had these experiences with banks were the ones who talked about it. Do they happen in banks? Yes, they happen in banks as well, as they also happen at other business environments. The discussion is not about whether they happen in banks or elsewhere. They do happen in banks, as they happen elsewhere as well. All right. My take on this is I think it's wrong. I think it's very wrong. And if I were to ever visit any business premises and I see a notice saying cars are parked at owner's risk, I would not conduct my business there. I would leave immediately. And I would recommend that for any other person as well. Because once again, if you return and your car is broken into or your car is not there, what happens? What do you do? That's the question here. So if I were to find myself in that situation, I definitely would not be conducting my business there. Like, I think it was patient, a female who called in earlier on, and she described an experience she had with a tire dealership. She left and went somewhere else to purchase a tire she wanted to buy. I think that's a sensible thing to do, really.